Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Kathy Richardson has been singing with the veteran rock band Jefferson Starship since 2008, and she says despite the group having a wide range of hits and classic songs, she and her bandmates remain committed to creating new music. We'll hear more after the news. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach visited Wichita on Tuesday to speak out against recent clemency requests from death row inmates, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
Kobach joined several Kansas sheriffs and family members of victims. 8 of 9 Kansas death row inmates have requested clemency from the governor. These include the Carr brothers, who were sentenced to death in 2002. Clemency can reduce a death sentence to life in prison. There are several steps in the process, including a limited window for public comment. The state has not executed anyone since 1965. Kobach says the review process is lengthy to ensure no mistakes.
The argument that these individuals have been on death row for such a long time is not an argument for clemency. If anything, it shows how careful the Kansas process is.
Governor Laura Kelly has not commented on her plans for the clemency requests. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
People across the country, including in Kansas, will mark Juneteenth on Friday next week. KMUW's Zach Ruth explains the holiday and what's planned in Wichita.
Juneteenth commemorates the day news of emancipation reached enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, on June 19, 1865. News that took more than 2 years to arrive. Shane Carter is executive director of the Kansas African American Museum. He says the national holiday highlights the day's historical and cultural significance.
It provides an opportunity to learn from our nation's history while celebrating cultural contributions that continue to shape Kansas and the United States.
The Wichita Museum will offer free admission for the holiday. Plans include various exhibitions, activities, and a collaborative mural painting. For KMUW News, I'm Zach Ruth.
The exhibition Safer Waters, Picturing Black Recreation at Mid-Century, wraps up this weekend at the Wichita Art Museum, KMUW's Carla Eccles reports.
Artist Stephen Towns is known for taking moments in Black history and turning them into works of art to draw attention to them. One of his colorful quilts, All We Knew Was Joy, shows several Black children swimming underwater.
They're reaching to each other, trying to show and connect hands, and then you have these beautiful rays of sunlight just shining down on them, and it's just showing the joy and the beauty and the love and the familiarity and the family that was created in Paradise Park.
This quilt is now part of the museum's permanent collection. The Wichita Swing Dance Society will join the closing celebration on Friday. The exhibition wraps up on Sunday. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.
If you have a license to fly a drone, the federal government has a World Cup warning. Sam Zeff reports.
The FBI and FAA warned that there will be what the government calls temporary flight restrictions around Arrowhead Stadium during the 6 World Cup matches in Kansas City. It's unknown how many certified drone pilots are in the metro, but across the country, the FAA says, there are almost 500,000. During matches, all aircraft operations, including drones, will be prohibited within a 3-nautical-mile radius of the stadium. That's about 3.5 standard miles. Violators face up to a $100,000 fine. Police in Missouri and Kansas have received federal grants to enhance drone detection. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office has filed felony charges against a former Wichita police officer. The officer faces 4 charges of aggravated battery following an on-duty car accident on April 18th. The 22-year-old officer ran a red light at Hillside and First Street while responding to a call. The officer's car hit a Hyundai Sonata, injuring the officer and 4 women in the other vehicle. The Kansas Highway Patrol investigated the incident and recommended charges to the DA's office. The officer's last day with the department was June 1st. Wichita police say they recovered 9 firearms from a party at a short-term rental in Wichita Monday. Officers were called to a fight around 11:15 Monday night on West Beckemeyer near Central and Mays Road. The caller reported more than 50 people at the party, many of them armed. 3 minors were arrested for possession or consumption of alcohol. During a search, officers located 9 firearms, including a gun that had been reported stolen during a burglary in February. Police say the incident highlights recent efforts to intervene at large gatherings before they escalate into violence. Construction will shut down two major Wichita highways this weekend. Drivers are urged to find alternate routes around the Kellogg and I-135 interchange starting Friday evening. The Kansas Department of Transportation will close both highways where they cross, as well as several on and off ramps. People traveling along Kellogg will have to exit at Grove or at Main Street. Those traveling I-135 should exit at Lincoln or 2nd Street. The intersection and ramps will close at 7 p.m. Friday. Both highways should reopen to traffic early Monday morning, conditions permitting. The Salina Public Works Department is offering a citywide pickup of tree limbs after storms hit the area earlier this week. The city will begin pickups Monday. Crews will concentrate on clearing tree branches from residential areas and removing debris from areas with the most significant damage. Salina was hit hard by storms on Monday night with hurricane-force winds that snapped power poles, uprooted trees, damaged traffic signs, and caused power outages. People are asked to neatly stack limbs at the curb. They should not be blocked by vehicles. The Mid-America All-Indian Museum will host an invitational exhibition for Native American artists. Following Black Bear 4 will feature work from 11 Native artists, highlighting a variety of indigenous practices, perspectives, and cultures. To celebrate the opening, the museum will host Coffee with the Curator at 11 a.m. Saturday to talk about the themes and details of the exhibition. The exhibition will be open Tuesdays through Saturdays from this Saturday through August 27th. The Mid-America All-Indian Museum is located at 650 North Seneca. And now, KMUW's Suzanne Perez brings us some upcoming events in the Wichita area.
The Smoke on the Plains Derby Barbecue and Music Fest takes place tomorrow night and all day Saturday at High Park in Derby. There's live music and a barbecue cook-off. The Juneteenth ICT celebration, Standing on Business, runs Saturday through June 21st at McAdams Park, with the Miss Juneteenth ICT Scholarship Pageant, a film festival, parade, and more. Rockin' de Block is 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday at the Phoenix in Old Town. It's a family-friendly celebration of community and music. The ICT Big Gay Market is 9 to 4 on Sunday at Central Riverside Park with local creators. KMUW's Morning Edition Meetup is 7:30 to 9 a.m. Tuesday at Reverie Coffee Roasters, with coffee, conversation with KMUW staff and listeners, and no agenda. Music Theater Wichita's Hello Dolly runs Wednesday through Sunday at Century 2. And country artist Luke Bryan's Word on the Street Tour is 7 p.m. on Thursday at Intrust Bank Arena. There's more info on the events calendar at KMUW.org.
We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Jefferson Starship was formed in 1974 by former members of Jefferson Airplane and enjoyed chart success into the 1980s. Today, the group continues to write and record new material while still performing its biggest hits live. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with band members David Freiberg and Kathy Richardson, and here's Jed with more.
One of the things I find interesting about Jefferson Starship is that this was a band that emerged at a time when bands didn't do just one thing. There was a range of musical possibilities within that one group, and somehow those different elements were still cohesive.
You could tell who wrote the song, kind of. Particularly in Jefferson Starship. I mean, it's the mad, almost intellectual things that Paul would write, you know, with going into outer space, and and then their Grace could be particularly weird about what is she talking about. And then there was Craig, who would real rocker. And then there was me, who was kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like music.
Kathy, were you a fan of the band before you joined?
Absolutely. I remember the first time I heard White Rabbit.
One pill makes you larger, and one
I said, who is this? You know, and Jefferson Airplane, well, I've heard of Jefferson Starship, you know. I just started diving into both the Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship catalog and became a huge, huge fan around maybe 13, 14, something like that. I think I went to my first Jefferson Starship concert in 1983. I would have been 14. So
you're on the top row. Didn't I see you there?
Yeah, I was in the very last row. Yeah, I was waving. I don't know if you guys saw me. But whenever they came through town, I think I caught the last Jefferson Starship tour from Nuclear Furniture. And then, of course, the band morphed and turned into Starship. And I went to a bunch of those shows, too. And I still have my concert T-shirts. They're worn out, you know. Absolutely one of my favorite bands. And what I love so much, besides Gray Slick being an icon of rock and roll for women, I love Mickey Thomas's voice, too. And, you know, he was a huge influence on me as a singer.
So new music has very much been a part of this period in the history of Jefferson Starship. There was an album, Mother of the Sun, in 2020, and I know that you're working on new material now. So that, to me, is evidence of a very vital band.
I'm a songwriter, and that's a big part of me and who I am and what's in my basket of tricks, you know, and it's important for me to still be able to create new music, and I think it's really cool writing for this band. It's really cool and having this microphone of this band, which reaches a lot of people, being able to continue the messages of social justice is really important, and I think it's important to the legacy too, that we don't just go out and be a jukebox of people playing the music. I mean, that would be a tribute band, you know, but the fact that we're still a living, breathing band that is in a creative space and writing stuff that I think is relevant is really, really cool.
Jefferson Starship performs at the Cotillion Ballroom with Pure Prairie League and Firefall tonight. You can read more of this story at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency at weeknights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on The Range, the symphony in the Flint Hills lives on in a new documentary, plus a summertime song composed in a single day. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.